For years, Dr. George Tiller was a lightning rod in the debate over abortion, one of the few American doctors who would perform late-term abortions. He operated his women's health clinic in Kansas, where the debate can be highly passionate. Pro-choice leaders saw him as a savior. Anti-abortion groups called him a mass murderer. Dr. Tiller was shot to death in his church yesterday morning. Police have a suspect in custody, and while we don't know his motive, those on both sides of the issue assume that abortion played a key part. Dion Leffler is an investigative reporter for the Wichita Eagle, and he's been covering the story for the paper, along with what the shooting means for both sides of the abortion debate. He's with us today from his office in Wichita, and thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And we want to hear from listeners as well, whichever side of the issue you're on. What does a violent act like this do to your position? How does it change the conversation? 800-989-8255, email talk@npr.org, and you can join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. And Dion Leffler, what do we know today about the motive of the alleged shooter?
Well, we really don't know more than we knew yesterday. As you said, Dr. Tiller has been a lightning rod for controversy for a long time, operating a clinic that performed late-term abortions here in the middle of Kansas, a very heavily pro-life state. He has been shot before. He was shot in the arms back in 1993 by an abortion protester, and we've found some web postings that appear to be from, well, they're from someone with the same name as the suspect, that seem to indicate that that abortion is a factor here.
And as we learn more about the shooting, it just seemed that the doctor was an usher in his Lutheran church there, and this man was part of the congregation and came up with a handgun and shot him in the head.
Well, I think part of the congregation might not be exactly accurate.
Well, he was with the congregation.
Yeah, there are indications that he has visited that church several times. And the shooting actually took place in sort of the lobby area outside of the sanctuary during a service. They left a few people outside to, you know, greet people who showed up late, and Dr. Tiller was one of them.
And it was interesting to me that in your piece in the Wichita Eagle this morning, you said that there had been, many people saying, a cooling of anti-abortion ardor at the State House lately, that the debate had settled down. There has been sort of a stalemate, as you describe it.
Yeah. Kansas abortion politics are maybe a little bit different than what you might experience on one coast or the other. Think of it like a football game where one team is always on offense. Basically, year after year, the legislature would pass measures that were either directly or indirectly designed to make it difficult to impossible for Dr. Tiller to do business here. And in the last 5 to 6 years, there's been a Democrat in the governor's office, Kathleen Sebelius, now the Health and Human Services Secretary. And so the legislature would pass the laws, and then the governor would veto the laws. We'd have a veto session, and they would fall a few votes short. People have kind of, you know, settled into trenches. The measures that were proposed this year were fairly technical in nature. This was very unexpected, pretty much all across the board.
And you also talked with people on both sides of the debate. And on the pro-life side, people said, first of all, at least according to your article, everyone you spoke to said they denounced the shooting and said this was not the way to do it, and that they had no belief that this man was in any way connected to any of their organizations. And if he was, it would be a step back.
Yeah, I think, what we have here in Kansas is there are three pretty prominent organizations involved in this, and all of the leaders of those organizations were quick to denounce this shooting and try to distance themselves from the politics of it. That may be hard to do. We'll just have to see how that plays out. There's another component to this as well, which was that for the more pro-choice side in Kansas, Dr. Tiller's money was a huge factor. He financed several campaigns, and really was one of the people who was responsible for replacing a very pro-life attorney general in the state with a Democrat who was more pro-choice.
Hmm. There's a quote I wanted to read to listeners in your piece from Kathleen Mahoney, Vice President, General Counsel of the National Abortion Federation, said that she called the Taylor shooting a setback for everybody who believes in the rule of law and said it would be harder for sides to find common ground. How do you meet in the middle with people who kill those that don't agree with them?
Yeah, I mean, it's a valid question. I think that, it's a danger that Kansas knew was always there, especially with Dr. Tiller, because he was so he was a very defiant individual as far as when people would try to stop him from doing what he very strongly believed was the right thing to do.
And on the pro-life side, has there been any question? There has been as always, hyperbolic rhetoric in the past. People would not, some of the people on that side would not have described Dr. Tiller as an abortion provider, but as a mass murderer. And do they accept that if this proves to have been abortion-related, that this escalation of rhetoric may be in any way responsible?
Well, I think one of the things that that you see here is, the rhetoric is always, it's always there. It's probably ramped up a little bit because of, in fact, it's ramped up probably pretty considerably because of the Democratic Party taking control of the reins of government in Washington. It's really one of those things that's too early to say. I mean, we don't know for sure, how involved or if involved that the suspect was in the anti-abortion movement. That's one of the things that we're still trying to get a handle on. But yes, there have been some very, very, very graphic, very threatening sorts of rhetoric that have been used here in over the years. So it's there very well could be a connection between that. Our minority leader of our state Senate was drawing that connection yesterday.
And as we go ahead, as I understand it, the police, they've said very little thus far, but there's no indication that this was anything but one individual?
That is the current thought. I mean, we haven't heard of any other individuals, and our police tend to handle these things pretty close to the chest. So it's... It'll be several days at least before we start to hear, I think, meaningful information out of the law enforcement community. In the meantime, we're trying to, track down some witnesses and talk to people who've been active in the movements here to see what connections there may have been.
We're talking with Diane Leffler, an investigative reporter for the Wichita Eagle, at his office there in Wichita, of course, yesterday. There in Wichita, a Dr. George Tiller, one of the operators of a clinic for women's health that was one of the few in the country that provided late-term abortions, was shot and killed as he performed as an usher at his church on Sunday morning. We want to hear from listeners today. How does this change the conversation? 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. And let's begin with Andy, calling from Kent, Ohio.
Yes. I was just calling to make the statement that kind of in this situation here, the extremes on both ends of the issue, I'm afraid, are kind of defining it. You know what I mean? You have an extreme here of the doctor who was performing late-term abortions. Then you have the extreme of the pro-life movement that's actually taking the life of the doctor. And so I was just kind of wondering, how does that... I guess my statement is that as one even being, pro-life, it's difficult for me to see a situation like this because it lets the extremes on both ends dictate the issue.
And are you equating those two things? Obviously, somebody who would walk up to somebody and shoot them in a church, or somebody who provides late-term abortions?
I'm not necessarily equating them. I guess for me, I'm saddened by the fact that someone that would call themselves pro-life would actually go to that extreme.
And I guess, Dion Leffler, that's what some of the people in the pro-life movement you've spoken to are concerned about, that they would, carry the tar from this, really, no matter how connected this individual may turn out to be to their movement at all.
Yes, exactly. That is the big fear. It's one of those things where you know that it is going to change everything, but you don't know exactly how yet. This has been, the focus, the fuel that has run Kansas politics for years has been this debate over Dr. Tiller. It's not necessarily single issue politics. Maybe it's a little bit more nuanced than that, but it's provided money for both sides. The pro-life community has used Dr. Tiller's presence in the community for years to build a very powerful movement here. And, frankly, really almost, you might say, we're the capital of the anti-abortion movement here. On the other hand, Dr. Tiller was the chief funder of pretty much all pro-life or pro-choice politics in Kansas. So we're not really sure how it's all going to work out. Now, the debate in Kansas doesn't necessarily take place on the ground of what you might see in Los Angeles or New York. It's more that I think the pro-life movement has realized here that they can't outlaw abortion completely. So they try to make regulations to make it extremely difficult to perform the operations. On the other hand, you've got the pro-choice people. They're not really putting any initiatives out there. So it's a little different debate. The debate is pretty much shifted to how much we're going to regulate abortion.
Andy, thanks very much for the call. We're talking with Dion Leffler, an investigative reporter for the Wichita Eagle. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And do we know, Dion Leffler, if the clinic is going to be able to continue following the death of Dr. Tiller?
Yes, there are other doctors, and today they announced plans to stay closed for about a week and then to reopen again next week. They're going to take a week of mourning, as they put it. Then they plan to open with other doctors.
Let's get Don on the line. Don with us from Blue Springs in Missouri.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead, please.
Well, I've been thinking about the question, and I think that this is only going to make me more of an activist in the pro-choice area, because I think that what the pro-life has done to this country and radicalizing the whole media, making everyone think that it's murder, is a terrible injustice to women and all people of this country. So it's definitely going to make me more active in the pro-choice area.
You question the sincerity of their beliefs?
I don't question the sincerity. I question their motives and, polarizing the media in the way that they have.
All right. Thanks very much. This also comes, Dion Leffler, as there was a recent Gallup poll that suggested that opinion on abortion had actually shifted in this country toward the pro-life side, sort of outside of the context of Kansas. And on the national level, there might be some concern that if the pro-life movement is associated with vigilante tactics like this, again, that could cut into those gains.
Yeah, I think that it could. I mean, every time there's an incident like this, you will... One prominent pro-life person here in town told me that he thought that if this guy is linked to the movement, that it's going to set him back 20 years. I would like to comment there for a second, though, about the allegation, if you will, that the media is somehow fueling the pro-life movement. I don't think that's really the case. I think we're trying to report it as responsibly and fairly as we possibly can.
Let's go to Kristen. Kristen with us from Cedar Rapids.
Hello.
Hi, Kristen. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I am somebody who I would describe as passionately pro-life. However, I'm absolutely horrified about what's been done to Dr. Tiller. And my concern out of this is that it will then become a tool or an excuse for people to argue over areas where maybe we have been able to find to meet more in the middle.
And where are those areas, do you think?
I think that there have been, I've been seeing an increase in at least some what I would call more polite dialogue. This is such a polarizing subject, but we need to be able to talk about it and talk about it rationally. And I don't know anything about the background of the individual who's committed this atrocity, but I'm very afraid that people are going to use this as an excuse to express their angst over how they disagree, as opposed to, again, trying to find common ground.
We've heard some advocates on both sides say, make abortion, more less common.
Right. I guess one of the main things that I, as somebody who's pro-life, gets frustrated with the whole abortion issue is many ways we focus so in on the act of abortion rather as focusing in on the reasons that women decide to get an abortion. And if we address those issues as to why women are getting an abortion and why can't we make more options readily available and show more support to women who find themselves pregnant unexpectedly, I think that if we, the two sides, could work together for that, we could maybe reduce the number of abortions that we have in this nation and avoid catastrophes like this.
Kristen, thanks very much for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Diane Leffler, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Diane Leffler, a reporter for the Wichita Eagle. He joined us from his office there. Tomorrow on Talk of the Nation, the Economic Naturalist's Field Guide, Common Sense Principles for Troubled Times. Robert Frank will join us. I'm Neil Conan. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News in Washington.